The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we hope to talk about those subjects with you. I am tired of talking to myself here today, so I would love to hear from you about, maybe your thoughts on the General Assembly, if you've got any interest in that, or, you know, are you getting ready for fishing season? What have you gotten done? What's in the tackle box? Have you sharpened your hooks? Have you looked at your lures? Have you polished up your spinners? Have you put new line on your rods and reels? Have you what? That's what I need to know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What are you hearing out there on the fishing report? I'm hearing a little white perch action out there, you know. We'll see. We'll see what the callers bring. We'll see what what's on tap with you. And there is Tom in Annapolis who has a fishing question. So good. We can't wait to talk to Tom. It's all good. Let's go there. Tom in Annapolis. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing.
I've had four cups of coffee already, and I'm wide awake.
Oh, good. Well, I just I rented one earlier, and I'm on my second one. But it's a 24-ouncer. So.
Yeah. Now, years ago, long time ago, I happened to accidentally be traveling up and down the coast, and I ended up in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yep.
Probably, I'm going to say, mid-'80s.
Okay.
And it was starting, it was around Easter time. It was just the beginning of spring. I don't remember the exact day, but I noticed a fishing boat, a head boat, had just come in. I think it was called the Talbot.
Okay.
And off of Talbot Street. And I watched them unload a whole bunch of mackerel, Boston mackerel, Atlantic mackerel.
Yep.
And I got so excited. I rented a hotel room there, spent the night, woke up the next morning, got on that very same head boat. And caught like truckloads of mackerel.
Yep, that had to be probably in March of whatever year that was.
Oh, so the question, from what I remember back then, is this is like a huge school of fish that travels.
That's correct.
Up the coast, and I'm wondering, have you heard of what? I want to take my son to do the very same trip this year. Do you know what time, and depending on how warm the weather is and the water temperatures, do you know where they might be, the school might be traveling at this point in time?
You know, Tom, yeah, I do not know the answer to that question, and that's a question better reserved for somebody in Ocean City. I would think somebody like Captain Monty Hawkins would be able to answer that question. You can Google his name if you like. I can't recall the name of his charter boat at the moment, but he would be on top of that situation. I don't know of any boats that are taking mackerel trips this year. I think the fishery crashed about, I'm going to say, maybe 15 years ago. And,
really?
Yeah, and I don't know that anybody does any mackerel trips or even thinks about doing mackerel trips. But when I first moved to Maryland, I mean, that was a big, big deal. These guys would go and load those head boats up, go out there and drop those mackerel rigs over and catch four, five, six of those fish on one, you know, one drop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the mackerel rigs were a multi-hook deal with, I think, maybe six hooks on them, all different colors and things like that. And they were dynamite. I mean, they were dynamite bait on these fish. And I don't know if the fishery was overfished. I don't know if the commercial market got a hold of those mackerels, you know, with the technology and just rounded them all up and wiped them out. I'm not sure what happened to the mackerel fishery. But maybe you can Google Atlantic mackerel fishery or something like that and see, you know, see what happened. But I would call Monty and find out, but, you know, maybe somebody with a little more knowledge on what happened to the mackerel fishery could help me out on that. But I haven't heard of anybody taking a mackerel trip in 10 or 15 years.
Well, yeah.
Sorry. I mean, sorry to hear that. You know, but, I mean, there's things I'd like to show my grandson, you know, and that would have been one of them. But just never, it's
not. Well, Shane, if that's what happened, that is truly.
Yeah, but, I mean, and it could be a cyclical thing, just like the bluefish. You know, are we going to get a return of the, you know, the 15-20 pound bluefish back in the bay? I don't know.
Yeah, on surgical hoses. I remember doing the very same thing. Sure.
You know, we had some monster hardhead runs. We still catch a few hardheads, but nothing like, you know, a couple of years ago we had good hardheads, and now we don't have them that much. But, you know, and people are blaming the resurgence of the rockfish for all that. Oh, the rockfish are eating all the bait fish. But, you know, we've had rockfish and bluefish at the same time before. So I'm not a fish. I don't know what attracts them to the bay other than the bait fish. And I don't know how that cyclical thing works. I know it does go in cycles like crabs and everything else. But, the mackerel fishery, I unfortunately think is probably gone. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate your being out there. Thank you so much.
You got it, Tom. Thanks. There he goes. Bruce in Delaware. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Good morning. It's always a joy to hear you early in the morning.
Long time no hear from you. Yeah, man. How you been?
Well, I've been, you know, I'm 69 now.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's a great thing to be with your grandchildren now.
Yep.
And that mackerel store, I grew up on Long Island. And that's true, because we went out. And it was unbelievable. And mackerel was like, that was not the best fish to get, but you ate mackerel, man.
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't the worst. But I want to thank you. Many moons ago, I won a muzzle loader for
you. Yeah, you did. I remember. Sure.
And we were out on Thanksgiving and doing some ski shooting. And my son-in-law, the number two son of the family, his brother was a much better shot, and he wanted to go hunting, and he's saying this, and he's saying that. You know what? I'm going to give him a gift. I gave that to him. He's got two deer. He's a great shot.
Good.
A wonderful shot. And he really, really, he put it to great use.
We gave
my older son says, Dad, what'd you do? He lives in North Carolina. He's got a couple of deer. He's got a son. You know, and he's done very well, and Dad, what'd you do? I said, I gave it to Ben. Oh, man, I was really hoping you'd give it to me when you die.
Well, I think Ben probably made better use of it.
that's funny.
That's funny.
Well, thank you very much.
Bruce?
I enjoyed the story you told about your grandson when you were out hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And, you had the buck there, and he said, nope. Those are good job, Grandpa.
I've done my best to bring him up as best I could as an ethical and safe hunter, and he has far exceeded my expectations. They're leaving for Chicago today, so they're not going to be at the event. Just get away during spring break and that type of thing. But Jacob caught a big carp the other day. And he lives in East Baltimore. He lives on a creek over there, and he loves fishing for those big carp, and he chums them up with corn, you know, and then throws a piece of corn out there on a hook, and he's hooked some pretty big ones and hasn't gotten them in. But the one he got, the first one of the year he got was a pretty nice size. It looked like about 30 inches, a real nice carp, you know, and big smile on that. He's always wanted to catch one. He caught his first one last year, And his picture's in the current issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly with his first one. But the big one he caught this year was a lot bigger. And he's, you know, as soon as he catches something like that, he'll send me a picture, you know. And miracles of modern technology. So he's a good kid.
Yeah, we have our grandkids, and my daughter's kids.
Right.
And my little daughter's four, my grandson's one, and we had a Good Friday service last night at a church at Crossroad Community in Georgetown.
Right, right.
And my one-year-old grandson, I went to 5 o'clock, because I knew both kids weren't going to make it through, so my wife could enjoy it. Well,
sure.
Just about in the second showing, just about the time that I came in, you know, first showing and stuff, he kind of got, so I took him to the nursery, he ate like a bowl of Cheerios,
sure.
Stuff. And my wife got to enjoy it with my granddaughter, and it came home, and Allison says, you know, this Jesus, I don't understand this. And it's a concept that it was great. It was a great thing.
Right.
You know?
Well,
rejoice on Easter.
Well, I will, sir. I mean, we talk about Christmas being the birth of Christ and the reason for the season, but this is why he came to earth, to shed his blood for our forgiveness and to die on the cross and to be resurrected from the dead. And that, you know, this is
he's coming back again.
And he's coming back. Exactly right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. All right, Bruce. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Joe in Abington. Good morning, Joe. How are you? Getting ready for fishing season, are you?
Alan?
Yeah, man.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Thanks for answering my question last week about the algae bloom stratification.
Yeah.
Toward the end of your show last week, you started going in on about siltation and up at Conowingo.
Yeah.
I want to chime in with you about that this morning.
Okay.
Thanks to the state of Maryland and Harford County, they put this beautiful new boat ramp in up at Broad Creek off Patrick Road.
Right.
Really did a super job. I know they must have spent, you know, 6 figures on it at least. Problem is, Conowingo draws the lake down 2 feet. You can't get a big boat out. It's great for the kayakers and the canoers, but unless they dredge that channel out or keep the lake up its full pool, you know, it's tough to get out of there. I've been fishing on Conowingo for 35 years.
John, do you have email?
Unfortunately, no. I'm an old fogey.
Nah, okay. All right. So tell me where this boat ramp is. Is it on Conowingo Pool?
Yes, it's on Conowingo Pool in Harford County.
Right. Okay, so that's before you cross the river. Is it at Glen Cove?
It's farther north up of Glen Cove.
Okay.
Glen Cove. If you want, since I'm retired, I could talk to you off air or something.
Why don't you leave your number? Why don't you leave your number with Bethany?
Okay.
Okay. So what you're saying is when the gates are open, you can't launch your boat on the Conowingo Pool.
Right. I know by law, according to Conowingo's website, they have to generate, I think, 6,800 cubic feet per second to maintain the river flow.
Right.
And that's no problem, you know, when Muddy Run is closed and Holtwood is closed. But then when they open them both up together, it just flushes through there like, you know,
people don't understand what that is up there at the dam, and I've tried to explain that over the last couple of weeks. When you've got that all that sludge backed up behind that dam and Holtwood and the other couple dams up there, and you open those gates open up from the bottom of that sludge, and that all that comes out, you know, and it's not like they're sucking the water off the top and they're not getting that sludge. I mean, it's
right.
It's all coming, all that crud is coming right down through our Susquehanna River with all the nutrients and all the silt. And the silt is the worst part of the whole deal. So
it's what they call a gravity dam. When the dam was built in 1929, that was the technology, and it was the largest gravity dam ever made. A gravity dam is a dam that's held in place by nothing more than sheer weight and volume of its construction.
Right.
And it's 96 feet high at the breast, 48 feet wide at the base.
How many feet wide at the base?
48 feet wide at the base.
Right, okay.
And at the time, you know, the dams back then, it was overflow. They would open gates.
Right.
And to your point, the newer dams like Hoover and the one on Wilson Lake, those dams flush through a pipe at the bottom of the dam.
Right.
They don't get buildup. So... But 1929, that's the way it was when they did it back then.
I got you. Okay.
But, like I said, I've been fishing up there for 35 years. Before 9-11, you know, you could get up next to the birth of the dam, and it was 50, 60 feet. Now it's 40-some feet.
Right.
And there's certain runs and creeks that you can't even get into anymore.
Hmm. Well, you know all about it there, Joe. No question about it. Very good. All right, well, leave your number.
Hey,
leave your number with Bethany.
In regards to what you said about the fishing thing, just try to control things you can control. Keep your line fresh, sharpen your hooks, maintain your reels, that sort of thing. Put as many odds in your favor as you can.
Well, you take a trip somewhere to go fishing, and, you know, you haven't maintained your tackle, and you spend all this money. Let's say you go to Florida, go bass fishing, you spend all your money, you know, to get there, and you get in the prime habitat, you're on the St. John's River, and you're wild shiner fishing for a big largemouth bass, you're going to catch the biggest fish you ever caught, and you have cheap line. Are you kidding me? You haven't replaced your line in 2 years. You know, you're setting yourself up for failure. And then when that big fish that bigger than anything you've ever caught breaks the line, then you've got another big one that got away story rather than a photo moment. So, all right, brother. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Al.
All right. Bethany's going to, we're going to, there you go. He's on hold. We're going to get that taken care of. Fran, my dear, how are you today?
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, too. I thought I'd call and say that expression that you guys say when you're going out to your pickup truck in the mornings, that I'm soon headed out for Westminster.
You're headed out for Westminster, are you?
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to say real quick, I'm so proud of the Merlin Hunting Coalition. This year has been awesome to me. First of all, you sold out a week ahead of time.
We did.
Can you believe that?
No, but it's great.
I'll tell you right now, you know next year you're going to need a 500-person place. You know that?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So anyway, I was thinking, I said, you know, not only is the food going to be delicious as usual, but I thought about why I get so excited, I think, to come to this. You know what is going to be? It's going to be like brain food served for me.
Yep.
Because my brain is going to receive so much new information. I'm going to see things I've never seen before. I'm going to learn things I've never known before. And it'll be 4 hours of brain food.
Brain food.
I'm excited about. You know, and that's why my brain is like so excited. All this new information.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Well, we're going to have a couple special guests.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're not letting the cat out of the bag. So there'll be some folks there that you want to rub shoulders with, no question about it.
All good.
So,
yeah.
Yep. And we just got and Chuck just sent a text and wants to know if Bethany's going to be there.
Uh-huh. Oh, is she?
No.
Oh.
No, she has better things to do, apparently.
Oh. Well, we'll get her there 1 year.
Oh, she says she's going to work today.
Work today.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you up there, and you will indeed enjoy today's camaraderie, no question about it, and you'll enjoy the program and you know, the live auction. We've got a number of things on the live auction. We've never had a safari before, so I'm excited to see if anybody bids on that. We've got this dove hunt to Argentina. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, we got some great stuff. So, you know, trips and guns and crossbows. I know you're familiar with crossbows. So.
You know, I enjoy seeing other people win, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's such a thrill for them, you know.
Yep, exactly. So,
yeah.
And the host is just, you know, we hired a guy that's just so spectacular, he'll keep the thing rolling. And
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all right. Enough of that. So, all right, Fran. We look forward to seeing you later today.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Fran. Oh, yes. So, yeah, we've got folks coming from the this is what the Merlin Hunting Coalition is all about, okay? That's why we call it a coalition. We've got a table full of folks from Ducks Unlimited, table full of folks from the Maryland Trappers, Maryland Fur Trappers Association. We've got the Maryland Bow Hunter Society. We've We've got the Maryland Waterfowlers Association. We've got the Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association. We've got the Mayberry Game Protective Association. We've got the Quality Deer Management Association as a gold sponsor. Thank you guys for that. We appreciate that. We've got Maryland Chapter of National Wild Turkey Federation as a bronze sponsor, and we thank you for that. We got representatives from the Maryland Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation there. As a matter of fact, one of them, Josh Rockwell, is one of our directors. And I want to say at that point a special thank you to Josh Rockwell and his efforts yesterday to help us set the room up, as well as Laura Rigsby, another director from Frederick County. So Josh came from Mount Airy and Laura came from Frederick. We set the room up yesterday, got all the games arranged, got all the items in place. Locked the doors, and we're probably 90% there. So when we open the doors today, when we get up there and do a little pre-show stuff or pre-event stuff, it's not going to be a real heavy lift. So I mentioned some of the retail sponsors of our event, and I'm sure I've missed a few people, but Rick's Gun and Pawn. Up in Conowingo, donated a beautiful firearm to us. I'm not saying what all of the firearms are, because there's going to be some surprises today, too. The folks at CVA, who give away muzzleloaders to our listeners three times in the fall, donated a nice Optima V2 package with a scope and a case, one of their outfits. So that's another item we've got. We've got a benefactor from last year who wishes to remain anonymous, who donated a CVA Acura to us this year. So we got three muzzleloaders there ready to go. The folks at Accurate Gun and Ammo down in Loveville, down in St. Mary's County, gave us a Remington VersaMax Sportsman semi-automatic shotgun. We just have a tremendous amount of support from a lot of people around the state. Sean Mann donated a custom engraved two, as a matter of fact, Sean Mann goose calls, as well as a goose hunting trip. So previously mentioned Upper Bay Outfitters will be there. Josh Neuwiller, 8-time world champion goose caller, is donating a goose hunt and a goose or Canada goose or snow goose hunt next January for us. So Josh has come on board. Dan Baker, president of the Maryland Fur Trappers Association, has donated a 4-man goose hunt in Calvert County for the upcoming season. Brian Elder, who we sea duck hunted with, is also a charter captain out of Solomons. He's donated a rockfish trip. So, you know, we want to give credit where credit is due. We weren't able to list everybody in the program this year like we tried to do last year, just a space and time availability thing. But we're going to thank them all here on the radio. We're going to thank them on the, in the pages of the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So we'll get all that done. Battery Warehouse, our sponsor here, is a gold sponsor. W&W Tire and Auto Service is a gold sponsor. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie gave us a truck bed liner, spray and truck bed liner job to use as a fundraiser. So, you know, I previously mentioned Clyde Sport Shop facilitated us with some firearms and donated a beautiful firearm for us. So, you know, the coalition is not only the organizations that have come together who don't have advocacy. How do I want to say this? Their tax structure won't allow them to be advocates, but they can support us to speak for the hunting community in Annapolis. So it's truly been a coalition, and it's truly been a great endeavor here over the last couple of years. And it's still a brand new grassroots organization, but we're growing by leaps and bounds, and we're having an impact. You know, getting the governor to agree to join the governor's caucus, getting things done that we get done, not only overtly, but covertly in Annapolis. You know, we can't shout everything that we're able to do, because, you know, you just don't betray your relationships and things like that on both sides of the aisle, in both chambers, in the House of, in the House of Delegates and in the Senate. We have alliances on, you know, Democrats and Republicans and, you know, people that we support, people that support us. And, you know, we have a good working relationship with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. These are the senators and delegates on both sides of the aisle that have sportsmen's related issues that are important to them. So, you know, we're just happy with where we are right now. Are we happy with everything that gets done in Annapolis? I don't know how anybody could be, but we're just pleased to do that, and we appreciate your support. So time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, and it is their annual Ready to Rock sale. That's right, Ready to Rock. Rockfish season coming up in a couple of weeks. All the ugly stick rods are on sale. The Shakespeare rods and Fluger rods and reels are on sale. The trolling combos start at $89.95, and that's rod, reel, and line. $89.95 will get you Pen 309, a Shakespeare 6-foot rod with a roller tip and full of line. $139 will get you the most popular trolling combo, one of the better ones, the Pen 330 GT2 Andy rod, which is a 20 to 50 pound class rod and line for just $139.95. And the Pen Reel Special, this is a great trolling reel, a great special. It's called a Warfare, W-A-R-F-A-R-E, 30 weight level wind reel for just $89.95. Don't forget, take your empty spools to Clyde Sport Shop. Get them filled with premium line for half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. And all Rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. The 24-hour fishing hotline for the updated fishing report is 410-247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH. Or the store number is 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop, 242-6108. They're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bed liner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Hey, that goes out to my buddy Frank down in Easton, or Trap, or wherever he lives in Talbot County there. A little three-dog night out in the country for you, buddy. All right, let's see. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. How about giving us a call here, make the next 20 minutes go quickly for everybody, and comment on anything you've heard. Anything you'd like to talk about, I'll take your call at the moment, right now, 410-922-6680. I've got to prompt your calls, and you can call 800-WCBM-680 if you're calling from a landline, your house phone, outside the local Baltimore calling area, and we look forward to hearing from you. So, coming up next, of course, is Alan Summers with the Garden Club. He'll be bringing you news if it ever turns to be spring again. Man, I was walking around in a t-shirt yesterday, polo or whatever, and just enjoying the day, getting the room all ready yesterday, and went out last night with a short sleeve shirt on and got a big surprise. What, did it get down into the 40s last night again? Holy moly. So I had to drag out an old hunting jacket I had in the back of the truck. Throw on. Didn't look too classy, but it was fun. So, anyway. But I stayed warm. So, there you go. All right, there we go. Now we got a few callers online. That's to be Mark and Towson coming up next. And is Mark ready to go? No, Mark's not ready to go. Okay. That's cool. All right. On the text, Fran, Chuck says hi. See you soon, all that stuff, so it's all good. Yep. So I mentioned special guests. Got a text. Somebody wondered who the special guests are going to be. We're not going to tell you. You have to show up. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So one of our friends is coming, and we're going to ask him to take the microphone for a little bit. So let's see here. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to this afternoon.
So am I, buddy.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
It's been a lot of work for a long time, and it's going to all come together today, and I'm super excited about it. Last year I was on tenterhooks. I was, nervous and didn't know what was going to happen. You get one of these under your belt, it's pretty good. It helps a little bit so you know what's going to happen. Of course, I'm always nervous going into it, whether we're going to have enough stuff, enough people, blah, blah, blah. We're sold out. We've got a ton of stuff. The room's going to be packed, and we're just looking forward to just enjoying and engaging. I feel much, much better than I felt last year. I mean, I don't have anything going on there. Last year I knew I was getting sick, and you saw me crash at the end of the party last year. Voice was gone, the whole deal. So, what is your question?
The question is there anything going on in the legislature this year that's going to affect outdoorsmen?
We have our poaching bill in there, which is the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. It's, what's our Senate bill? good grief, I can't remember the number at the moment, but that will impose mandatory penalties on those who are caught poaching. The judicial folks got into it in the Senate and created some mischief. The House passed it, I think 133-4. But now the House bill's in the Senate bill's in the House and that type of thing. So we've got to work our magic back in the committees to get the thing, the way it needs to be. And that's coming up, Wednesday, I think. There are some smaller bills out there, Sunday hunting bills in Caroline County, Sunday hunting for turkeys in, Carroll County. There's some archery safety zone bills. There's a couple license bills for wounded vets and things like that. There's a fee reduction bill for fisheries. There's, there's oyster stuff. There's always oyster stuff and that type of thing. We're not really on top of that. We're more on the hunting stuff.
Yeah, sure.
DNR's got a bill in to do some house cleaning on some, you know, some past things that have been dealt with legislatively and by regulation. So, you know, it's not a big heavy lift for the sportsmen this year. The poaching initiative is our biggest thing and has far more impact than anything else. Of course, there's some gun bills in there too, secondary transfer bills, and the antiquities bill, which makes your muzzleloader a regulated firearm. I don't see much hope for that. Those passing, we were able to secure the opposition of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus on those bills. You know, so typical stuff. But as we watch, man, 3,500 bills in this session. I mean, they're really picking and choosing. There's a lot of bills going down in flames right now. You know, and the stupid Sunday hunting bill that the Horse Council advanced, 1061, thank God, died in the Rules Committee.
So, oh, fantastic news.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. So, there you go. All right, buddy.
Terrific. I'll see you later.
You got it. Thanks. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Captain Dan, good morning. How are you? Captain Dan, you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
What's up, buddy? What's going on in the bass fishing world these days?
I don't know whether you're aware of the situation we're having with Haverty Grace.
No, what's happening in Haverty Grace?
Well, you know, us old guys have earned the right for a free pass on the launch fee.
Right.
That's been taken away from us.
By whom?
By the city director. Well, actually, it started with the marina committee went directly to the mayor.
Okay.
Bypassed the city council, the city director, the whole 10 yards, and just said no more free pass.
Really?
It's too crowded.
Really?
So they're penalizing the seniors and saying, well, you know, this is one way of deterring the crowd, which obviously they don't realize that the vast majority of us fish during the week up there instead of the weekends because we don't want to be around when it's crowded either.
Right.
So what they did, we had a meeting with the city director, and for the life of me, I don't know what he did with his business card, but he agreed with the argument that we brought forth that, you know, it's not us. And we also found out at the time that they're operating in the black. They have no money problem. So they decided to just pick on the seniors. And we said, well, we pay a nominal fee, 20 or 25 bucks, to get a pass each year.
So right.
They came back to us about 10 days later and said, you have a $50 fee, and you have to stop and get a certificate at the city offices. So we argued that point, but at this point, we've got Gus Brown, who is an attorney in Blair, who's working on our behalf to see what he can do to get this thing reversed. But they're saying that, you know, there are people that abused it. But obviously nobody had enough forethought and brain power to figure out how to enforce it.
So they just said, forget it. You guys are done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. That's the way to roll. That's the way to roll a city, buddy, with an iron fist. So,
I guess the Marina Committee runs the city.
Sounds like it. Well, I don't know.
One of the interesting points that we brought up, and I kind of spearheaded this one. I said, well, what's the new fee for the kayakers then this year? Oh, well, Congress don't pay a fee. They're free.
Right.
I said, excuse me? They take up a parking space. They pull up to the ramp. They unload their kayak. They leave it on the ramp. Then they go park. And a lot of times they're parking in the wrong spaces. They're parking in the slip owner spaces. But yet they get the launch free. Come to find out, the city director is a kayaker.
Hikers, bikers, kayakers, backpackers, and bird watchers.
It's the ERS.
What'd I just say? Hikers, bikers, kayakers, backpackers, and bird watchers.
Well, I just thought I'd bring it up because we've tried so hard. I think we're at the point now where somebody mentioned getting some lady that works for a television station involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, why don't you drop me a quick email? Because I know some people at some television stations.
I know you do. I will drop you an email, and I'll give you an extensive.
Yeah, give me the whole deal. Because I don't know if I can help you, but we'll see what happens.
I just thought it was a raw deal because this has been going. They've been giving free passes for well over 10 years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, hey, you see, you're the one that's causing the problem.
Yeah, of course, man. Oh man. Yeah, I need an email on that one to do anything about it. So please do. All right, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Yep. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter. Thanks. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Larry in Dundalk. Good morning, Larry. How are you? Hello, Larry. Larry, hello. Don in Baltimore. Good morning. How are you? We're talking 5 minutes here. Wait, folks. I mean, you know, what can I say? Call back if you want. 410-WCBM-680. Lines are open. All right. Clyde Sports Shop. Final day tomorrow in the Ready to Rock sale. All your rockfish, trolling baits, and lures are on sale. There's a pen reel special. It's called the Warfare. 30 weight reel, level wind, $89.95. A new reel from Penn. A Warfare 30. Level wind, $89.95. Trolling combos from $89.95. The best one is $139.95. The best selling one, it's a Penn 330 GT2 with an Andy 20 to 50 pound rod filled with line. Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels are all on sale, and all the ugly stick rods are on sale. Check out Clyde Sports Shop for live bait and all your fishing for any, all your fishing tackle for any type of fishing, crabbing, hunting, rod and reel repair, line winding services, which they're doing right now for half price, premium mono for half price. Take your empty spools in there and they'll film for half price starting at just 1 cent per yard, and that's through tomorrow on their sale. And you will enjoy your time and your camaraderie at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833.
573-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
All right. Hey, it's trout season, by the way, today. Just thought I'd tell you that. All trout waters are open at 5:30 this morning. I've been open for an hour and 20 minutes. We haven't had anybody call and say they caught anything yet, but, hey, there's still time. We've got a couple minutes. Maybe Carl out there and his boys were doing well this morning. We'll see. But all of the 2016 spring stocking list have been stocked in advance of the opening of the closure of one and two areas, except Antietam Creek. The stream bank restoration continues through late. Listen to this. Listen to this. How about this for an update? Here you go. Antietam Creek - stream bank restoration continues through late early April. I wonder when late early April is. Is that like the 7th or the 10th or what date is that? Anyway, it continues through late early April. The department canceled the creek's preseason stocking and is postponing the regular season weekly allotments with hopes of resuming regular stocking in mid-April. So the restoration continues through late, early April, but the hopes of resuming the regular stocking is going to take place in mid-April. So Harrington Lake in Garrett County is also not been stocked due to ongoing work on the dam. Trout stocking is postponed until late April at the earliest. Late April at the earliest, depending on work progress. Okay, that's the latest from the trout stocking update from Maryland DNR. Let's talk to Gene in Patuxent Refuge. Good morning, Gene. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I put the finishing touches on that call.
Yeah, man.
And I'm in the refuge right now doing some research. I've located 4 or 5 versus this morning so far.
Wow. They're talking, huh?
Yeah, and this is happens to be the area that our buddy Bob Tharp will be hunting.
Oh yeah, Bob. Yeah, Bob in his wheelchair. Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the disabled hunting, and this is one of his areas.
Oh well, he'll be happy, guy.
But I wanted to thank you so much for everything. The old days, we went out and we hunted and fished, and we didn't have to worry about all the politics. All the work you guys do keeps us informed and lets us know when we got to be where.
I appreciate
all the
work that. Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, we're still a new organization. This is only our second year in the General Assembly. I mean, we're very proud of some of the things we did last year as far as the repeal of the strict liability doctrine in Maryland for the waterfowl hunters and some of the other things that were done, some of the things that were prevented, some of the things that got repealed. And, you know, we just kind of got our feet wet a little bit last year. This year it's a little tougher lift, but you know what, our advocate has 39 years in the halls of Annapolis, and if you go to our website and look at our advocate, he has done more in the halls of Annapolis for hunters and fishermen than any other one human has done in the last 14 years. No question about it. Not just for hunters, but for anglers as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, you talk about a dedicated guy. Bill Miles is, I mean, he's our star, and he will be there today. He's bringing the whole family, and you know, if you have a chance to say hi to Bill, thank Bill for everything he's done, because and all you guys that are coming out there today to Westminster, we'll introduce Bill, and you know, he reluctantly will stand up and, you know, be acknowledged, but. You know, you need to talk to him and say, you know, we're in your corner, buddy. So.
Yep. Well, he's always there on camo day.
Oh yeah, well, Bill. Yeah, well, I mean, he's our guy. He's our, you know, I have daily conversations with Bill. I mean, I can't remember a day I haven't talked to Bill. Maybe on a Sunday occasionally or something like that. But, you know, we've He's always engaged. He's always informed. He's always on top of the issues, and he's always got things going on in his mind on how to advance issues for the hunting coalition. So, you know, and you never know what he's going to come up with next. Pretty amazing guy. He called me the other day, and he says, "Here's what I'm going to do." I'm like, "That's amazing, Bill. Go ahead." You know, he just does it. And I mean, it's a natural thing to him, you know. 39 years, he knows all the players, he knows the whole strategy, he knows the whole system. And anybody that wants to read how a law gets passed in Annapolis, that's also on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can go there. You can join for free right now. You can see all the stuff I'm talking about. You go on there and you look at how a bill's passed. And after you read that through just the first time, you scan it, you got to go take a Motrin. I mean, it's, man, it's absolutely amazing. And this guy knows everything about how to navigate the system. So we're happy with that. So
I spent a little bit of time on the website. It's just so educational.
Chock full of stuff, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that.
I need a couple quick points.
Go ahead.
With all these prizes, I think I better go back to the ATM. But you guys will have the credit card machine set up, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, that's what I needed.
Oh yeah, we'll have our tablets running around there with our little PayPal credit card swipers on there, and if you need to spend any money, you you just let us know.
You'll help me out.
We'll help you out, buddy. You just swipe that credit card and, you know, go at it.
Okay. Next Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
Meyer Station.
Yep.
Is our NRA NWTF turkey hunting clinic.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's the only sanctioned class in Maryland to get your turkey hunter safety card, which, as you know, you need in Canada and quite a few states now. Delaware, our neighbors.
Really?
You must have that card to get your turkey stamp.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And
it's good to know.
On April the 9th, Bass Pro Shop's going to have the kickoff for their big turkey sale.
Right.
And we're going to do some seminars in the morning.
Okay.
But at 3 o'clock, they're going to have a youth calling contest.
Oh, cool.
Kids go, you go in the website and register, and
yep.
They'll get a hat and a shirt,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be 10 and under, and 11 to 16.
Give us your number real quick, Gene.
443.
Okay.
962.
Yep.
7398.
Okay.
Now, the winners are going to get some real nice prizes, some high-end calls.
Okay.
The winner of the senior division, the 11 to 16.
Yep.
Tracy Groves